News Talk 1400 WSTC 1350 WNLK. Now, talking the issues that affect you, pop culture to politics, health news to legal issues. This is the Lisa Wexler Show. Now, here's your host, Lisa Wexler.
We are back. The time is 5:07. Welcome to the Lisa Wexler Show on this beautiful afternoon. And if you're just joining us, Larry King will be on live in just a couple of minutes. We'll be talking with him about his life after his legendary broadcast run on CNN for The Larry King Show. He's written a book called Larry King, Truth Be Told, Off the Record, about favorite guests, memorable moments, funniest jokes, a half century of asking questions. And also, he is now becoming a stand-up comic. And when I got into Vegas, who should I see but a big billboard of Larry King? How much fun was that? So until I read the book, which I just finished, which is marvelous, I hadn't realized that Larry King was going to be doing something he has said he's always wanted to do, which is pursue the next career, the next chapter, as a stand-up comic. And there are a lot of people that are called legends, but very few of them really deserve the name. Larry King is one of them. Let's play a clip from his last show, his last broadcast as his everyday run on CNN. He'll be returning for specials 4 times a year, but this was his last show.
So you're not going to see me go away, but you're not going to see me here on this set anymore. For 2 weeks, they're going to be playing highlight shows. I don't know what to say except to you, my audience. Thank you. And instead of goodbye, how about so long?
How about so long? How about hello? Larry King, are you with us?
Lisa, Westport, Connecticut.
Yes.
I can't believe it. We were so poor when we were kids, we couldn't say Westport, Connecticut.
Listen, I was born in Brooklyn too, Larry.
Where?
I was born between Ditmas and Dorchester off Ocean Parkway in Flatbush.
The rich part.
I don't think so.
I was born in East New York, the worst part, and then I grew up in Bensonhurst, the best part.
Yeah, but wasn't Bensonhurst also largely Italian?
Italian, Jewish.
Yeah.
Italian, 60% Jewish, 40%.
Yeah, good neighborhood,
no
though.
No Protestants.
No but very good pizza.
Great pizza.
Great pizza. You know, Larry, that I don't know if you'll remember this because it probably happens to you countless times, but about a year ago last May, I came up to you at Nate and Al's for breakfast. I was in town for the Gracie Awards. I had just won one, and you were kind enough to have given us a beautiful blurb on our book, Secrets of a Jewish Mother, which I wrote with my mother and my sister. Thank you. Well, thank you.
That book is hysterical, and I'm just looking at my Gracie Award now.
Oh, so I wanted to thank you. And I wrote something for the Larry King Live blog about taking my dad to the Garnicky Deli, and it was really fun. So thank you for that. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you. You're a great talent.
Well, I was wondering what you asked the guy who asks all the questions. And I read your book, and I enjoyed it thoroughly. So I wanted to ask you something. You studiously avoid talking about your 8 marriages to 7 women. But you know, as an interviewer, that we all really want to hear about some of your private life. So why did you leave it out?
Well, the problem is, I put it in one of the books. The problem is that I have, first it was 7 marriages to 6 women. Everyone gets it wrong, but that doesn't matter. I don't really know why I got married a lot. I grew up in Brooklyn where no one got divorced and no one ever moved. I get down to Miami where everyone got divorced and everybody moved. Okay. Plus, I never lived with anyone. I never even liked staying overnight at a girl's house. So if I met someone, I kind of liked them. I got married. My friends were in service. I was 4F. That was the first marriage. So what happens is, I the truth be told, I can't name them, well, except for Sean.
Right.
Well, I've only loved 3 women in my life that I can say I've really been in love with who could cause me emotional distress. So the other 4, I don't know how to explain it. And if I could explain it, I would be happy to. I have no regrets. I met my obligations to each. And I'm a good father. I have 3 grown children. I have 2 little boys, 12 and 11. I have a stepson from my wife's first marriage. I'm 77 years old. I got a complete life. I'm semi-retired, but I'm doing 4 specials a year for CNN. I'm doing a comedy tour. I'm talking to other television people about doing them. I'm appearing on every late-night show all the time. I'm on Conan tonight.
Are you having fun?
I'm having fun. I was just in Korea. I was the keynote speaker at a digital conference. Before that, I was in Portugal.
Oh, my.
I'm going to Moscow in July speaking for Putin at his charity event.
You know, that's an interesting relationship. Yeah, you know, that's an interesting relationship, yours and Putin's, because one of the things you say in your book is about the fact that you felt that you never had an agenda, and you contrast that with MSNBC and Fox.
Right.
But Putin has an agenda, and so I thought it was really interesting.
Well, that's okay for the guest. The guest should have an agenda.
No, but what I mean is...
Jim Carrey's on. His agenda's to sell a movie.
Right. No, but what I mean is now that you're not doing this, but you have this personal friendship with Vladimir Putin, like, do your personal relationships about his politics enter into becoming personally friendly with him?
Well, this friendship has just begun. I met him 3 years ago at the UN conference, and we really hit it off as personalities. He's a wonderful personality. And what struck me the most was, in an off-candid conversation, I asked him his favorite place to vacation. And he said, Jerusalem. And one of his closest friends was the mayor of Jerusalem. And I even asked him, did you know the Mossad? And he said, of course. All the KGB knows the Mossad. All spies know each other. I thought he had a great sense of humor. So when I had him on, when we announced I was leaving, he called and said he wanted to come on. And then on the last show, he makes this incredible statement that how much he's going to miss me and to please call him. So I called him, and he invited me to come to Russia in July to speak for his conference. And he's going to take me to St. Petersburg and show me around. And I'm going with my wife in July, and that's the extent. So it's a friendship that's just beginning. I've never really, except when I ask him questions, got into politics with him. George Bush II has told me how much he liked him.
Oh, clearly he liked him, yeah.
There's something about Putin. If Putin were an American, he'd be a very successful political figure, or he'd run the CIA.
Okay.
He's easy to be around. He's very talented. And while he may be the second richest man in the world, next to Carlos Slim, that's the purported stories, because he owns a lot of mines.
Yeah, I wonder how he got them.
He's kind of a... It's very hard to explain him. He's a complex, interesting people, and I like interesting people.
Okay.
But I don't hate his... He's not a communist. I like people.
Okay.
Unless they do harm to me, and Putin is funny.
Well, you know, when I got off the plane to Vegas, I just literally this morning got back from Vegas. I was there for 2 days. I saw your billboard.
You missed me. I was funny. Oh,
yeah.
That was a funny night. Last Saturday, Sean opened. And
the billboard's still there.
It's still there?
It's still there. I was there from Monday till yesterday, and the billboard, as soon as I left the Vegas airport, there you were. It was really great.
We packed them in. Jay Leno did it Friday night. I did it Saturday night. It's a 10 o'clock show. I think they're booking us back. We had a great crowd, a young crowd. And we had a lot of laughs.
I'm talking with Larry King. You're listening to The Lisa Wexler Show. Not that Larry needs any introduction. That gravelly voice is familiar to everybody in the world who's been listening to broadcasting for so many years. Larry, who do you admire now that's asking the questions?
Let's see. Who do I admire? Tavis Smiley. I think he's brilliant. I was on his show yesterday. It played last night in the second part tonight. He has a wonderful manner. He's very bright and very curious. I like Ryan Seacrest as a personality. I think he's the next Dick Clark.
Oh, you told a great story about meeting him and asking him to carry your bags. It's adorable.
He's a generalist. Charlie Rose is very good. I wish he'd shorten his questions a little. Charlie, maybe the question should take 30 seconds. He takes a minute. But I know him a long time, and he's very smart, and I like him. And frankly, I there's maybe a lot of people like yourself on the local level that I don't get to hear. If I had to pick one talk show host, it would be Tavis Smiley.
Tavis Smiley. Your book is called Truth Be Told, Off the Record About Favorite Guests, Memorable Moments, Funniest Jokes, and a Half Century of Asking Questions. You write a lot about the music, the anecdotes.
Yeah.
I think in song lyrics, and I loved that you wrote about different musicians and what they meant to you and their songs.
Well, lyrics, I used to talk to Sinatra a lot about lyrics, and because he thought lyric was more important than melody. I do too, and he loved lyricists, as did I. And I loved how songs were written And I love what people thought about their songs. And I love what people didn't like. For example, Johnny Cash told me a great story. His first record for Sun Records was I Walk the Line. And he's driving in his car, and it comes on the radio. And he didn't like it. He didn't like the way the melody, he didn't like the chords. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. He runs into a phone booth, and he calls the head of Sun Records. And he says, I want to change that record. And the guy tells him, it's number one.
Forget it. Not happening.
Yeah. That, and or Irving Berlin, who Kate Smith called him up one day and said, listen, I got a July 4th show coming. And you got a patriotic song? He says, I got one I wrote 10 years ago. It's sophomoric. It's sentimental. I don't like it. You want to use it? I'll send it to you. It was God Bless America.
Incredible. Just wonderful.
Like it.
So, Larry King, what mistake that you did make in life in terms of your broadcast career, which you talk about here in Truth Be Told, what mistake did you make that you do regret? Because we have all made mistakes and we don't regret them, but do you have any that you do regret?
Well, I should have made a move to get out of Miami sooner. Miami was not a good place for me. It was too fast for me. And also, my talents were just as good when I was 25 as when I was 45. I should have been sending tapes out to New York and Los Angeles. I should have been nationally known before I was in my 50s. And so I think that was an error. I think I could have done more. I could have met more goals earlier. I could have made a total of more money than I made, even though I got no complaints in that regard. But I could have been bigger sooner.
You know, it's interesting. When I was reading your story about your all-night radio show, and you were a legend on the radio for so many years, even before you hit TV, the book Malcolm Gladwell, Outliers, are you familiar with it?
Sure.
You know, he talks about 10,000 hours.
Yep.
I thought of you. I did. I thought of you because how many people have really spent 10,000 hours behind the mic? You have.
I'm in the Guinness Book of World Records for two things, the most hours on the radio and the most consecutive years hosting the same television show. So there's a lot to be said for stamina, Lisa.
Yeah, I know. It's true. Yeah. And you have tremendous. Yeah, you have.
I've got that. Listen, when am I going to see you?
When can you see me? Anytime you name the date and place, Larry King, I'll be on a plane.
I tell you what I do. I'm going to be in New York right before I go to Russia. I will call you.
You promise?
I promise. I got the number.
All right. My people will call your people.
Keep writing books.
Thanks, Larry King.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thanks.